Chapter 3. Disaster at Sea. The date was April the 11th, 1912. The time was 1:30 in the afternoon. A great ship had been anchored off Roach's Point on the west coast of Ireland. But now, the huge engines started. It was time to sail. On board the ship, 2,223 passengers were looking forward to a wonderful voyage. They were going across the Atlantic Ocean to the United States. As the ship steamed slowly away from the Irish coast, a young man standing on the shore grabbed his camera and took a photograph. It was to be the last photograph ever taken of what was then the greatest passenger ship in the world. On that April day, the ship, together with her passengers and crew, sailed into history. It was the beginning of the first and last voyage of the Royal Mail steamship Titanic. Several days later, she struck an iceberg. Within hours, she had disappeared. She had sunk in nearly 4,000 meters of water. More than 1,500 of her passengers died that night in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. White Star Line, the company which owned the Titanic, had introduced the modern passenger ship in 1889. The company's new ships had no sails. Instead, they were powered by huge steam engines. But when news of the tragedy of the Titanic reached Britain, work on her sister ship, the Britannic, was stopped. It was important to find out why the Titanic had sunk. When the shipbuilders finally went back to work, the design of the Britannic had been changed. White Star Line was now putting safety first. The Britannic was launched on February the 26th, 1914. Almost 2 years after the Titanic disaster. White Star Line planned to use her on the Southampton to New York route. She would sail with her first passengers in the spring of 1915. At least, that was the plan. But in August 1914, Europe went to war. Some months later, the Royal Navy took over the Britannic. She was to be used as a hospital ship. By December the 12th, 1915, she was ready for service in the Great War. On board the Britannic, there was a complete medical staff of doctors and nurses. There was also a crew of more than 600 men and women. The Britannic sailed to and from the Mediterranean. Usually, she sailed with four other ships. Together, the five ships could carry more than 17,000 sick and wounded. Some of the ships were also used to transport troops. In November 1916, the Britannic started her sixth and final voyage. After a stopover in Italy, she sailed into the Aegean Sea off Greece. But on the morning of Tuesday, November the 21st, a massive explosion rocked the ship. The explosion was probably caused by a German torpedo or an underwater mine. The ship suffered a great deal of damage below the waterline. Within minutes, she began to sink. However, unlike the Titanic, which sank nearly 4,000 meters below the surface, the Britannic sank in shallow water. To this day, she lies on the seabed 100 meters below the surface. And that is how she was found by the French underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau in 1976. Of the 1,100 people on board the Britannic, only 30 died. One of the many who survived was Violet Jessop. Amazingly, she had also been a member of the crew on the Titanic. She is the only person to survive both disasters. Even though the Britannic was built with safety in mind, the ship sank in less than an hour. But then, she was never built to survive a mine or a torpedo attack. She was designed to take passengers across the Atlantic. In the end, His Majesty's hospital ship, Britannic, sank without ever transporting a single fare-paying passenger.